Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, Chapter 45. The last parak was the concluding parak of the series of prakim that dealt with the life and vuos of Yirmiyahu during and immediately after the Chorban. In the last parak, Yirmiyahu gets a nevuah about those who are living in Egypt and tells them that they will be completely decimated. This will not be a random slaughter, but will be executed with precision, with special attention from Hashem. Yirmiyahu directs his nevuah toward the women in particular, who all serve idols and refuse to change. The men and women respond to Yirmiyahu that their lives were far better when they placated the gods than after they stopped serving idols. Yirmiyahu tells them that Nebuchadnezzar will invade Egypt, cause damage, and then leave. But in the meantime, while he is there, he will destroy them. After the last parak, there are no more new nevuahs for Yirmiyahu. Chazal say that once the people no longer needed a nevuah, Yirmiyahu's mission is over. He does not get nevuah again. The prakim that follow were delivered earlier in Yirmiyahu's career and serve as an addendum to his nevuos. This parak follows from the tragic circumstances of the previous prakim. In Parak Mem Gimel, Chapter 43, the people accused Baruch Ben Neriah of fooling Yirmiyahu. Baruch wants to stay in Israel, the people claim, because he desperately wanted nevuah, and he won't get nevuah outside of Israel. This parak shows that belief to be a lie. There is an additional theme that is found in these short five psukim that make up this parak. This whole sefer has been about Yirmiyahu talking to the nation to get the community to improve. This parak shows that Hashem cares about individuals too. Hashem is not only concerned with big national concerns, but with the concerns of every Jew. Hashem gives Yirmiyahu a nevuah to tell to Baruch Ben Neriah because he is sad by his lack of nevuah. The Malbim gives another reason for the placement of this short parak here. At the time of the nevuah in this parak, Baruch Ben Neriah was a scribe for the prakim that follow this parak. He wrote down the nevuos that Yirmiyahu shared about the other nations that are tacked on at the end of the sefer as a section unto their own. This parak serves as an introduction to this new section. The parak begins that Yirmiyahu got this nevuah about Baruch Ben Neriah, verse 1, Bekasvo es hadvarim ha'ela al sefer mipi Yirmiyahu, when he wrote these words in a book from the mouth of Yirmiyahu. This is referring to when Baruch Ben Neriah scribed the Megillah of Echa that had been dictated by Yirmiyahu. At this time, Baruch Ben Neriah also wrote the nevuos that are included from Prakim Mem Vav to Nun Beis, chapters 46 to 52 in the prakim that follow. Bishana Haravi'is Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda, in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda. This fourth year was when Nebuchadnezzar rose to power and conquered Egypt. Baruch Ben Neriah got this nevuah a full 18 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He knew he would never get a nevuah during this time of Chorban. The people should not have accused him of wanting nevuah as they did. The nevuah begins as a proper nevuah, as would have been said to the whole nation. Verse 2, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Alecha Baruch. So says Hashem, the God of the whole Israel, concerning you, Baruch. Hashem is the Elokei Yisrael. He is the God who monitors, guides, and is involved with the whole nation of Israel. And this Hashem spoke Alecha, about you the individual, who he calls by name Baruch, blessed. Hashem is busy taking care of all the big details in the world. He is busy with the upheavals in every country and directing armies and nations. Yet, with all the important things going on, Hashem cares that Baruch Ben Neriah is sad. Yirmiyahu quotes Baruch Ben Neriah, verse 3. Amarta, oina li, you said, woe is me now. Baruch Ben Neriah spent his whole life preparing himself for a life of being a Navi. He acted like the disciples of the prophets who came before him. There was Yehoshua who served Moshe and Elisha who learned from Eliyahu. They got nevuah and took over from their teachers when they died. Now Baruch Ben Neriah is scribing that which Yirmiyahu dictated. He's not getting nevuah himself, even though he is prepared for it. At this time, Baruch Ben Neriah is in pain. Ki asaf Hashem yagon al machovi. Hashem has added sorrow to my pain. Baruch not only didn't get nevuah, but he is also now burdened with the horrific messages of the Chorban that Yirmiyahu is sharing with him. At the beginning of the Sefer, Yirmiyahu complained that he would need to deliver these horrific messages. Baruch Ben Neriah is likewise complaining that he must write these messages down to share without even getting the benefits of nevuah that was so pleasing to Yirmiyahu, as he mentioned in previous prakim. Yagati banchasi, I am tired with my groaning. Baruch says he is exhausted from the pain of knowing galus is coming. Umnucha lo matzasi, I find no rest. Menucha is another word for nevuah. Baruch wants to know why he is different than all the other Nevi'im. He is serving Yirmiyahu. He only ends up with all the negative. He's a marked man. Yoyakim wants to kill him. And he now knows all those negative things that are still to come. But he does not have the initial connection to Hashem with the Shekhinah resting on him that can lighten his burden. In fact, now that he has heard Echa, it is unlikely that he will ever get Nevuah. Nevuah can only come through a positive frame of mind. Yirmiyahu only got Nevuah as it was needed. Even though he was never happy, it was a special gift from Hashem. Baruch ben Arya knows that with the knowledge he has of the Churban, he can never become content, and therefore he will never receive Hashem's presence. Hashem gives Yirmiyahu a message for Baruch. Verse 4, Ko somar elav, so you should say to him, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, this is the nevuah, this is not an advice or an opinion, Hashem is sharing these specific words. Hine asher banisi ani hores. That which I build, I am breaking down right now. Ves asher natati ani nosesh. And that which I have planted, I myself am plucking up. Ves kol ha'aretzahi, this whole land. Baruch Hashem says, do you know what's going on? I built the Beis HaMikdash, which was the culmination of the purpose of creation. But now I, Hashem, am actively destroying that. Hashem Shekhinah is leaving the land, leaving a void, so that the bricks and mortar can be destroyed. There is no more source of merit for Nevuah in Eretz Israel anymore. Nevuah comes to Nevi'im for two reasons. One reason is to improve people so that they can hear messages and will change. The other reason is to complete the Navi, to uplift the individual to the highest level of spirituality, holiness, and connection to Hashem, even if he did not have a message to share. Nevuah, to uplift the individual, is no longer possible at this time of destruction because the Shekhinah is leaving and there is nothing to connect to in the Mikdash or in the lands. Verse 5, Hashem continues, And you, Baruch, v'atza tevakesh l'cha gedolos al tevakesh. You seek great things for yourself? Don't seek them. With all this pain and sorrow and the leaving of the Shekhinah, Baruch, now is not the time to seek great things, meaning nevuah, for yourself as an individual. The nation does not need any more messengers. They have Yirmiyahu, and as for Baruch wanting Nevuah, the people will be exiled, and in this time of sorrow there can be no Nevuah. The purpose of Nevuah must be connected to the good of the people. The Mechilta in Shmos says that Moshe did not get Nevuah for 38 years, the whole time that the Jewish people traveled in the desert, as they did not merit him having this connection. As the Mechilta puts it, if there is no vineyard, you don't need a fence. If you don't have sheep, you don't need a shepherd. If the Jewish people are not benefiting, they don't have a need, and therefore there are no Nevi'im. Gihini mevi ra'a al kol basar no Hashem. Because behold, I am bringing bad on all flesh, says Hashem. V'nasati l'cha es nafshecha l'shalal. But even though everybody else is going to be hunted, I will give you your soul as a spoil. Al kol hamakomos asher teleich sham. In all the places that you go. Although Baruch wants to get Nevuah, Hashem says that the extent of the Hashkacha that Hashem will give him is that Baruch will have the Hashkacha, will have the providence, will have Hashem's guarding him, that he won't be killed. He will survive, which is the greatest gift he can have, because through survival there is hope. This perek seems to end that Baruch ben Arya is left to lead a life that is not as complete because of the people. However, in the Gemara Megillah 14b, we read that Baruch ben Arya is counted among the 48 Nevi'im of the Jewish people, and that he set his Nevuah in the second year of Daryavesh, about the second Beis HaMikdash. It seems like the Gemara contradicts this perek. The Mefarshim say that while Baruch ben Arya did not get Nevuah now, he did get Nevuah much later on in the time of Daryavesh too. Soon after his Nevuah, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. When there was a time of connection, Nevuah could return. Chazal also fill us in on the end of the life story of Baruch. Nebuchadnezzar came to Egypt and killed the whole Jewish community. Nebuchadnezzar then took Baruch-ben-Neriya and Samsa Yirmiyahu back to Babel. Later, in the times of Koresh, we find that not all the leaders, including Ezra, returned to Israel. Ezra did not leave Babel because he was a student of Baruch-ben-Neriya. The Gemara says that at that time, Ezra was caring for Baruch-ben-Neriya, who was too old and frail to travel from Babel to Israel, even if they had the best handicap transport. Ezra did not want to leave this Rebbe, who had emotionally encouraged them and taught them Torah throughout their long years in Galus. He did not want to leave his Rebbe sad and alone, so he sacrificed to stay with him. When Baruch-ben-Neriya was Nifter, when he died, during the time of Dayavish, Ezra traveled to Israel to lead the people. In this parak, Baruch-ben-Neriya is saddened that he did not get Nevuah. Yirmiyahu tells him that the time is not right for him to get Nevuah, as there is Galus coming and the people are suffering. One lesson we can learn from this parak is how much Hashem still cares about the individual, even with the dramatic upheavals of the nation. The Shekhinah is leaving, yet Hashem still cares about each person. Every person is important, and Hashem cares about any sadness anyone is holding in our hearts, especially if it is a sadness that comes because we cannot connect to Hashem. The second lesson is one of hope. Hashem told Baruch-ben-Neriya a very clear no. It was hard to hear, but this message of no was really not a message of no, it was a message of not now. Baruch-ben-Neriya went to Babel and transmitted the Torah and the love of Israel to the leadership of the next generation. And then, before he died, he got a special gift, the gift of Nevuah. When the circumstances changed, he was able to access the Nevuah. As long as we are alive, there is always hope. For each of us, we should never give up hope. Even if something is not working out right now, it doesn't mean it won't work out forever. We cannot despair and catastrophize. We need to keep doing what is right and moving forward day by day. We may get the gift we have dreamed about at the time when Hashem knows it is right. Thank you for studying together, Li'ulei Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka, Bas Alexander Sender.